Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
To bring his cows to take water here. You know, evening time they need to come, afternoon, get water from here and then go back to Vrindavan. Syam Talai. Yes, Syam Talai hai. Panchi Vat par Bhagwan Krishna. Sham ke samay jo gauon ko lekar jaate the ya dopahar mein, to yahan par gaye hain, jal peete the. Syam Talai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Nitai Gauranga Gura Hare
Nitai Gauranga Gura Hare
Nitai Gauranga Gura Hare
Nitai Gauranga Gura Hare
Nitai Gauranga
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
सिंहासनस्थ श्री श्री राधा श्री गोविंद देव हे सार विषे गमनोस्मरणि श्रीमान रासर सारंगी वंशी तथास्तता कर्षण रेणु सुनर गोपी गोपीनाथ श्री सुन श्रीमान रासर सारंगी वंशी तथास्तता कर्षण रेणु सुनर गोपी गोपीनाथ श्री सुन
This prayer that is found in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. We are praying for the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Gopinath Dev, who has attracted the gopis of Vrindavan to this most holy place, Bamsivat. Of his transcendental flute. Sukadev Goswami Maharaj explains in his 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam the most merciful manifested leela that Lord Sri Krishna performed in this world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with this material existence. Please. He is above the modes of nature. Karmana dayava netrena. All living beings in this world take birth due to their materialistic desires to exploit the resources of material nature. And according to the particular activities and desires we have, we are forced into one womb after another, birth after birth after birth, only to meet death as the ultimate destination of each of such births. But Lord Sri Krishna is Atmaram. He is transcendentally self-satisfied by his own pleasure potency. He is eternally enjoying the highest ecstasies of Rasa Vihari in the spiritual world. Why then does Krishna descend into this material world? Krishna discloses this great secret in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami jute. To deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants, and re-establish the true principles of religion, I descend into this world again and again. The ultimate reason for Krishna's descent is to display such wonderful pastimes, the very pastimes of the spiritual world, to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls back to his loving service, which begins by hearing his transcendental glories, associating with his devotees, and chanting his holy name. When Krishna performed his Rasa-lila, it is a great mistake and offense to consider that it has anything to do with the materialistic passions of the conditioned souls. The Rasa-lila is the most perfect, pure, spiritual exchange of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his most selflessly pure surrendered servants. There is not a tinge of the slightest quality of material lust, selfishness, or greed. Therefore, the greatest of all the acharyas in the renounced order of life have worshipped this Rasa-lila as the ultimate pinnacle of spiritual realization. But the is not to be approached easily. It must be approached systematically, according to the instructions of the great acharyas, step by step. We cannot merge into the postgraduate study of any subject before we begin the elementary learning process. Dehino smin yatha dehe. We must realize we are not this body and give up our sense gratification, especially our false ego. And that comes by engaging in the process of devotional service, which has nine limbs. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu, sravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana daskare, pujana sakijana atmani vedana. When Krishna came here to Bamsivat, it was the full moon night of the Sarat season. And he decided he wanted to give the ultimate pleasure to his devotees. And what is the ultimate pleasure to a devotee? To give pleasure to Krishna. That is all. He wanted to give the chance of the gopis to exchange the most confidential spiritual feelings of love with him. Therefore, he expanded his internal spiritual potency throughout the land of Vrindavan. By his own sweet will, the moon rose. It came like a perfect full golden disc in the sky. It was golden red in color, and it decorated the entire sky of Vrindavan with a reddish hue like kumkum. There was sweet breezes carrying the scent of the most auspicious flowers. Everything was arranged by the Lord to create the most spiritually charming atmosphere for this pastime. Then he played the fifth note upon his flute, Bamsi. That sound carried through all the land of Vrindavan. When it entered the ears and the hearts of the gopis, completely attracted their lives. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that Krishna was acting like a great thief. Through the sound of his flute, he entered into the hearts of the gopis and stole all of their treasures, their soberness, their chastity, their faithfulness to their homes, their families, their social positions, and he took them all. And naturally, the gopis had to go back to Krishna to ask for all the wealth of their hearts back. So without considering anything except the pleasure of Krishna, they immediately left their homes. They left their husbands, those who were married. They left their children, those who had children. They left their in-laws. They left milk boiling over on the stove. They left the cows half-milked. Some were decorating themselves, and whatever stage they were of putting on their cosmetics, mascara, or even their clothes, without a moment's hesitation or consideration of anything else, they ran into the forest. And not a single one of them knew that any other gopi was going to meet Krishna. Each was thinking, Krishna is calling only for me. I must surrender. So the gopis, their lust was not the lust of the greedy, selfish, material mentality to exploit another for sense gratification. It was the burning, unlimited desire to give happiness to Krishna. They all came and met here at Bamsivat. Here, Lord Gopinath
was standing in his beautiful threefold bending form, playing the sweet sounds of his flute. The Braja Gopis came and surrendered their lives to him. But Krishna wanted to increase the joy of their hearts by creating a great disturbance in their minds. He said to Gopis, "Welcome. It is very nice that you have come. But why have you come? For what purpose? Is there anything I can do for you now that you are here? I think that it is not proper for you to be here. You have your husbands, you have your father-in-laws or your fathers. You are chaste women. Is it that you have come to pick flowers to make garlands in the forests of Vrindavan? If that is so, this is not the time of the day to pick flowers. This is night. If you've come to see the beauty of the forest under this wonderful full moon, you've seen it, so now you go back home. Or is it that you have come to please me? Because all living beings naturally have affection to me. I am pleased. Now you go home. It is the first duty of a wife to serve husband. Even if the husband is cruel, even if he is vicious, even if he is deformed or sickly, still it is the duty of the wife to remain faithful and serve him. Of course, it is also the same duty of a husband to protect nicely a wife. But Krishna was preaching from this particular point of view. He explained that it is your to maintain the chastity of your religious principles, you must go home. So now you have seen me, you have fulfilled your desire, so please return to your homes immediately. There are many ferocious animals in this forest in the dead of night. Many other creatures. It is not a safe place for young women like you." When Gopis heard this, their hearts were stricken with lamentation. Tears began to flow from their eyes, mixing with their vermilion and making their clothes blackish in color. They were looking down on the ground, drawing curved lines with their beautiful lotus-like toes. And they spoke, "Oh Krishna, you are the only object of our affection. Why are you speaking such words to us? Do you not know that we have sold our lives only for you? You have played upon your flute, you have called us here, and we have responded and come. You are saying we have responsibility to our husbands and fathers, but you are the supreme and only true father of all living beings. And you are the ultimate and only husband of every living being. Our relationship with you is eternal. Our relationship with all others are temporary. Ultimately, they are a disturbance if they do not help us to please you and serve you. You are the life force that gives every living being the power to attract. Who would not be attracted to you when you call upon them with their beautiful flute? We have come here to take shelter of your lotus feet. Lakshmi Devi, she is on the chest of Lord Narayan. But she doesn't like it there. She wants to be at the lotus feet of Narayan. Even if she has to share her position with Tulsi Devi and all other devotees, she wants the dust of your lotus feet. You have given us the chance to be here at your lotus feet, the ultimate treasure of all desires. How could we leave you now? It is impossible. Even if we were to try to fulfill your order, our legs and bodies will not move. They cannot leave this place. So please allow us to be here and serve you
and fulfill your desires. When Krishna heard the sweet words of the very essence of pure surrender to the will of the Lord, Krishna was very satisfied. And then it was from here at Bamsibad that Krishna began the glorious Raslila with the gopis of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Lord Shiva wanted very much to participate in this Raslila. So he went to Brahmakund, the place that we have just visited. And there he prayed and performed tapasya so that he could become a participant of the Raslila. At that time, Lalita Sakhi approached Lord Shiva and told him that this Raslila, there are no males allowed. There is only one male, and that is Krishna. He is Purusha. Every other living being in this Raslila has to be in that female submissive form of utter surrender to Krishna. If you continue your tapasya at the fulfillment of your desires, you go to Mansrovar, just across the river Jamuna. You take bath in Mansrovar. So Lord Shiva went to Mansrovar. Today in Vrindavan, Mansrovar is called Radharani. It is a place very, very special to Srimati Radharani. We were supposed to go there today, but it would have been about a 2.5 hour walk to go there and back. So we decided to come here instead. Mansrovar is where Srimati Radharani would go when she was in the mood of anger to increase the pleasure of Lord Krishna. So Lord Shiva went there, and after doing his tapasya, he entered into the ambrosial nectarine waters of Mansrovar, and there, when he came out of the water, he had the form of a gopi. And from that day on, he became known as Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came back to Bamsibat, and Krishna gave him a special service, that in your beautiful gopi body, O Mahadev, you can be the guardian of Raslila. And no one except those who have utterly pure hearts in spontaneous madhurya affection will be allowed. Lord Shiva is the guardian of the Raslila in his form of Gopeshwar Mahadev. In honor of this beautiful pastime, Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, installed Gopeshwar Mahadev deity in the form of a Shiva Lingam right at the place where Lord Shiva eternally guards Krishna's Raslila. It is a very, very holy place. In Vrindavan, the Brijabasis, when they worship Shiva, it is Shiva as Gopi. In fact, in the morning, Gopeshwar Mahadev is bathed with milk and so all sorts of other ingredients for Abhishek. But in the evening, generally, they put a sari on him and worship him as a gopi. Tonight, you will all have the chance of going for the darshan of Sri Gopeshwar Mahadev. It is a very small temple. For 800 plus devotees that are assembled to go there would create a very difficult situation. So what we will do is, after our talk in a few minutes, about 100 of you at a time can go to Gopeshwar Mahadev temple and circumambulate. Only stay for a few minutes, and then we'll send different ships of devotees. Hare Krishna. They are going to Gopeshwar Mahadev. They are convinced by hearing this message. They want to get there before the 800 people. So here at Sri Bamsivat, let us pray. We have no qualifications to understand the transcendental pure nature of this most exalted pastime of the Lord. But we can pray at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, Sri Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of the great devotees of the Lord. We can pray at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna, that we can become genuinely humble servants, so humble, in such a mood of trying to please and serve the Lord and His devotees, that by His own sweet will, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath may awaken within our heart even one drop of real love, real devotion to their lotus feet. It was here that Paramananda Bhattacharya discovered the deity of Sri Gopinath and installed him in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this place. Nityananda Prabhu visited this place. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan visited this place. All the great acharyas of our line have come to worship Sri Bamsivat. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have all been given causeless opportunity. Let us pray. Trinarapi sunichena,
Thirorapi saishuna, Amanina amanina ketanya sarati.
By living by this mantra, we can realize the highest, most intimate truths of Krishna's mercy. Thank you very much. So Dinabandhu Prabhu will speak for a few minutes, and then we'll have bhajans. And while the bhajans are going on here at Bamsivat, groups can go to Gopeshwar Mahadev. From Gopeshwar Mahadev, you could either come back here, or you can go home. Back to Godhead.
We're already back to Godhead.
There you are. We're already back to Godhead.
We're already back to Godhead.
So, whether you come back here or whether you go to your residence, either way you will go back to God. Thank you very much. Shri Bamsivat ki
jai.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki
jai.
Ananti Kori Vaishnava Vrinda.
So as His Holiness Ranaswami was saying, these are very, very confidential pastimes that are extremely difficult for us to understand. Because our only mentality is, what am I going to get out of it? Whatever our relation, either business or love or whatever, we're only thinking, what am I going to get out of this? Therefore, that is called as lust. But every molecule, if we could speak like that, every atom of the body of Srimati Radharani is simply meant to please the senses of Krishna. This is beyond our comprehension. It is only the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we get even glimpses. Therefore we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita there's one beautiful verse composed by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj. He has kept that verse as I think number 5 or 6, I can't remember. First 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very nectary. And Prabhupada was always quoting this verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Paradeha Vedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sukhitam. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Pranaya means these loving pastimes between boy and girl. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat. But this has nothing to do with what we usually see. Especially your Bombay is famous for just producing these useless movies based on this theme. But this has nothing to do with it. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat. This is manifestation of that Ladini Shakti, Lord's own Swarup Shakti, divided in three potencies, Samvit, Sandini, and Ladini. So nothing to do with anything in this material world. People are criticizing. Oh, your Krishna, he was dancing in the dead of night with other people's wives. What type of God is this? This is morality? The first thing we have to understand, who is Patni, who is wife? Wife means that in her heart only is sitting her Pati, her husband. That is wife. So if we look inside everyone's heart, who is sitting there? Lord Krishna, we are all the Patni. We are all the wives of Lord Krishna, every living being, all of us. So the question is not why Lord Krishna is dancing with other people's wives, the question is why you are dancing with someone else's wife. We are all the wives of Lord Krishna. We are thinking, this is my wife. So the question is not why Krishna is dancing with other people's wives, the question is why you are dancing with other person's wife. Not my rush.
I'm sorry.
Ekatmana vapi. This verse says, it's a very tiny word, api. This is a tiny, tiny Sanskrit word. But whenever this word comes, he makes the word before him very, very heavy. He's tiny, but he makes that word heavy. So it says, Ek Atmanav Api, Radha Krishna not two. We're looking outside of ourselves to try to find pleasure. Krishna doesn't have to look outside. Within himself, that Ladini Shakti is part of his own Swarup Shakti. Ek Atmanav Api, it is one soul. Lekin Deha Bedam. Deha, you know. Deha Nasminita Deha. Deha means body. And Ved, you also know. Chinta Bedha Ved. They have eternally. Bhuvipara, for eternity, they have divided in two bodies. It is one soul and two bodies. Ek de, ek atma or do de. Radha and Krishna are not two, they are one. It's extremely difficult to understand. Therefore, in this modern time, as Maharaj was explaining the other day, that in Vedic calculation, 500 years is nothing. So it says, aduna, just like we say in Hindi, adunik. So in this modern time, tadvayam, tadvayam, those two, cha ekyam aptam, they are aptam, they have again, cha ekyam, they have again become one. And what is that? Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakyam prakatam aduna, in this modern time, tadvayam cha ekyam aptam. By Mahaprabhu's mercy, we're able to get even tiny glimpse. What does he more he say, Swarup Damodar? He gives some secret about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He is the Self-Supreme, Sri Krishna. No doubt. Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Lekin Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam. He has decorated in himself with the bhav and jyoti, luster. Therefore, although he is the self-same Sri Krishna, but he has got that golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. So by his unlimited mercy, we're all sitting here. Otherwise, if his mercy was not there, we would not be sitting here. He would not have sent us Srila Prabhupada. It is Prabhupada's mercy, that manifestation of Srimati Radharani's compassion, that we're able to sit in this holy place. There's some background to how Lord Shiva came here to see this Rasa Leela. Actually, we have to go way back. There was one devotee named Asurari. He was a very, very great devotee, but he was more attracted to the yoga process. And he didn't even live on this Jambudvip. He lived on another dweep, or maybe Plakshadvip, or I can't remember. There was some other dweep. We were on this Jambudvip. He lived on another dweep. Just 2 seconds, I'll finish. So,
you can talk as long as you like.
Wait, but they'll understand somewhere about Gopeshwar. So, he was, and on that dweep, he was meditating on the form of Lord within his heart. And suddenly that form disappeared. And he began all his yogic processes again. Still that form's not coming in his heart. He said, what is this? It's all right, I'm on this dweep, I will go to that Sweta dweep and see what's going on. He went there to Sweta dweep, he saw the devotees were there, but he didn't see Lord Vishnu there. He said, where's Lord Vishnu? So we don't know, he was here a minute ago, he just left. What? I don't know, he was here, he just left, we don't know where he went. All right, let me go to Badrinath. So then he went to Badrinath. He got there to Badrinath and all the devotees were there, but no Lord was there. He said, well, Lord, I don't know, he was here a minute ago, he just left. So he was a very powerful yogi. He went up to the Vaikunt, he got to Vaikunt. He saw all the devotees there, but he didn't see Lord Vishnu. He said, what's going on? I said, you don't know? Now on the earthly planets, the end of Dwapar Yug, because they don't know what's going on up there. So they said, no, he's gone, he's taken his incarnation in Vrindavan. Achha. No, he's not here. He's gone to Vrindavan and he's taking his incarnation. Because they think Krishna is avatar of Vishnu, just like they say in the dictionary. So anyway, they don't know. Anyway, we won't bother them. So anyway, he came down here to Vrindavan. And he came here to Vrindavan and what did he find? He found all these gopis running around. Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? He couldn't find Krishna anywhere and he found everyone just running around in the dead of night looking for Krishna. No, he was really frustrated. He went to Sweta Dweep, he went to Badrinath, he went all the way to Vaikuntha, he came here to Vrindavan, nowhere. Lord is not to be found anywhere. He became very sad and dejected, so he went off toward Kailash. And he was very sad, and he fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva said, Asurai, what's the matter? So Asurai told him the whole story. Lord Shiva began to laugh. He said, come on, it's not funny. He said, no, you don't know. Actually, you went to the right place. You went to Vrindavan. Krishna is there. But this particular time, he's disappeared for some increasing the love of his gopis. Come on, let's go. You'll see that pastime now. Now you'll see the Maharas if you come with me. So then they both came here, and as Maharas said, they got instruction from Lalita. Because our Lord Shiva, he is master of all yogis. He's Yogeshwar. He can change his body into a female. That's not a problem for him. But it's not a question of change of body. It's a question of change of consciousness. When they bathe in those tears of Srimati Radharani in Mansarovar, then they achieved Gopi Bhav. Then they were allowed to come here. And when Lord Shiva, as Gopeshwar, in the form of a gopi, entered here, Thakurji immediately spied him, and he ran to that side of this corner of Bamsibhat, and he said, Hail Gopeshwar. Then Radharani came, tapping her foot. if anybody's Ishwar of all the gopis, it's me. So what is this guy doing? Telling someone else this hail Gopisha. What is this? She didn't say anything. She was just there tapping her. So Thakurji, he saw, she's upset. He said, you don't see, this is our devotee, Lord Shiva. Then she looked, just like you see in the very corner of this courtyard. There's a little gopi there with a samp, snake around her neck. Then Radharani, she recognized that was Lord Shiva. So then they placed him on this corner here of the Rasa Arena, because Rasa Arena was taking place in this whole Vrindavan. This is where it started. Rasa Arambi, this is where Arambi, it started from here, but the whole Vrindavan, this Rasa Leela was going on. O Gopesha Mahadeva ki, ha ha Mahadeva. So now you can go take darshan.